Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we'll continue our reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 12, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. It's a very long chapter. We started it yesterday. In the chapter, there are basically three topics covered. The first is the dealings between Lord Chaitanya and King Prataparudra. And then comes the actual cleansing of the Gundicha temple, which is the title of the chapter. And then after that, there's a festival. So we're continuing with the reading about Lord Chaitanya's dealings with King Prataparudra. King Prataparudra desired to have a meeting with Lord Chaitanya, and this idea was presented by the devotees to Lord Chaitanya, and he's rejecting it because he's saying it's not proper for a sannyasi to meet with a king. So we're continuing with that discussion, beginning with text 24. And I'm just going to read the English so we can get through as much as possible. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "What to speak of spiritual advancement, all the people will blaspheme me. And what to speak of all the people, Damodar would chastise me." "I shall not meet the king at the request of all the devotees, but I shall do so if Damodar will give his permission." Purport. From the spiritual point of view, a sannyasi is strictly forbidden to see materialistic people, especially a king who is always engaged in counting pounds, shillings, and pence. Indeed, the meeting between a sannyasi and a king is always considered abominable. A sannyasi is always subjected to public criticism, and a small fault on his part is taken seriously by the public. People actually expect a sannyasi to preach and not take part in any social or political matters. If a sannyasi is subject to public criticism, his preaching will not be fruitful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically wanted to avoid such criticism so that his preaching work would not be hampered. It so happened that while the Lord was talking to his disciples at that time, the devotee Damodar Pandit was present. This Damodar Pandit was a very faithful devotee and a staunch lover of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whenever there was anything that might touch or taint the character of the Lord, Damodar Pandi would immediately point it out, not even considering the exalted position of the Lord. It is sometimes said that fools rush in where angels dare not, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out Damodara Pandit's foolishness in coming forward to criticize the Lord. This is why the Lord stated that if Damodara Pandit would give him permission, he would go to see the king. There was deep meaning in this statement, for it is a warning that Damodar should not dare criticize the Lord anymore, for it was not befitting his position as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was considered the guide and spiritual master of all the devotees living with him. Damodara Pandit was one of them, and the Lord rendered Damodara Pandit a special favor by warning him to avoid criticizing him further. A devotee or a disciple should never attempt to criticize the Lord or his representative, the spiritual master. So, you know, if you just read the verse, you might not get the full understanding. So this is why we very much appreciate Srila Prabhupada's purports, so that we can draw the proper lesson. Lord Chaitanya was speaking in a kind of indirect way, a little bit perhaps sarcastically chastising Damodara Pandit. So text 26. Damodar immediately replied, "My Lord, you are the fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since everything is known to you, you know what is permissible and what is not permissible. I am merely an insignificant jiva, so what power do I have to give directions to you? By your own personal choice, you will meet with the king. I shall see it." The king is very much attached to you, and you are feeling affection and love toward him. Thus I can understand that by virtue of the king's affection for you, you will touch him. Although you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are completely independent, still, you are dependent on the love and affection of your devotees. That is your nature. Nityananda Prabhu then said, "Who is there in the three worlds who can ask you to see the king? Still, isn't it the nature of an attached man to give up his life if he does not attain his desired object? For instance, some of the wives of the brahmanas who were performing sacrifices gave up their lives in the presence of their husbands for the sake of Krishna." Purport. This refers to the day Lord Sri Krishna and his cowherd boys and flocks of animals were present in the pasturing grounds near Mathura. At that time, the cowherd boys, being a little hungry, requested food, and Lord Krishna asked them to go to the brahmanas who were engaged nearby in performing yajna or sacrifice and to get some food from that yajna. Being so ordered by the Lord, all the cowherd boys went to the brahmanas and asked them for food, but they were denied. After this, the cowherd boys begged food from the wives of the brahmanas. All these wives were very much devoted to Lord Krishna in spontaneous love. And as soon as they heard the request of the cowherd boys and understood that Krishna wanted some food, they immediately left the place of sacrifice. They were very much chastised by their husbands, and they were ready to give up their lives. It is the nature of a pure devotee to sacrifice his life for the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Of course, Srila Prabhupada is the perfect example of this. He sacrificed his entire life for the service of the Lord and the Lord's representative, his spiritual master, who asked him to spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. And he did that in so many different ways. You know, he came and established temples. He published books about the topics of Krishna consciousness, like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, arranged for them to be distributed. He also staged massive festivals like Rath Yatra, which he did personally when he was a child in Calcutta. He held as a child in his neighborhood a little Rath Yatra festival. And he staged them later in a bigger way throughout the world, including here in Los Angeles. So following in the footsteps of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, his followers, his disciples and grand disciples and other followers are sacrificing their lives for the purpose of spreading Krishna consciousness. And especially here in Los Angeles, in New Dwarka, the Rath Yatra is being celebrated for the 40th year. It's the 50th anniversary of ISKCON and the 40th anniversary of the holding of the Rath Yatra here. And it's such an amazing event. You know, sometimes people ask, what is the proof of God's existence? And sometimes I think to myself, the proof is L.A. Rath Yatra. Because there is so much that has to take place. I mean, if you think of all the bits of paraphernalia that are involved in Rath Yatra, everything that has to be brought out to the site, which Yamaduha and his team of assistants are valiantly doing year after year after year, not just here, but all over the United States and Canada. how many pieces of paraphernalia are there, Madhuha Prabhu? Thousands. Thousands of pieces of paraphernalia. And the temple itself will be moving thousands of things. And there's devotees involved in cooking who are engaging so much paraphernalia. And the activities of hundreds of devotees have to be coordinated. And how is it all happening? By the mercy of Lord Jagannath, by the Lord's spiritual potency, all of these things and personalities are being brought together to manifest this huge festival, which attracts the attention of tens and tens of thousands of people here in this area. So there are so many things that are involved in it. And to me, seeing how it's all happening is proof of God's existence. So text 33. And there's so many things involved in Rath Yatra. There are the relations, not just the paraphernalia and the display and the chanting and the prasadam, but the relations among the devotees. So this is what's being described here, the relationship between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, all the intricate dealings among them. So this is also part of Rath Yatra, the intricate, confidential, intimate dealings of all the devotees who are involved in the whole festival that's manifesting by the mercy of Lord Jagannath. So, continuing, text 34. Nityananda Prabhu then submitted one suggestion for the Lord's consideration. There is a way, he suggested, by which you need not meet the king, but which would enable the king to continue living. If you, out of mercy, send one of your outer garments to the king would live, hoping to see you sometime in the future. Purport. Nityananda Prabhu was thus very tactfully suggesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give a piece of his old clothing to the king. Even though the king was not to meet the Lord, the king would then be pacified by receiving such a cloth. The king was very anxious to see the Lord, yet it was not possible for the Lord to see him. Just to resolve the situation, Nityananda Prabhu suggested that the Lord send an old piece of clothing. Thus the king would understand that the Lord was showing mercy to him. The king would then not do anything drastic, like giving up his life or becoming a mendicant. The Lord said, "Since you are all very learned personalities, whatever you decide, I shall accept." Lord Nityananda Prabhu then obtained an external garment used by the Lord by requesting it from Govinda, the Lord's personal servant. Thus Nityananda delivered the old cloth into the care of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent it to the king. When the king received the old cloth, he began to worship it exactly as he would worship the Lord personally. Purport. This is also the conclusion of the Vedic injunctions. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Absolute Truth, everything in relation to him is on the same platform. The king had great affection for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and although he did not see the Lord, he had nonetheless already attained the conclusion of devotional service. Immediately upon receiving the cloth from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the king began to worship it, accepting it as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord's clothing, bedding, slippers, and everything required as an ordinary necessity are all transformations of Shesha, Vishnu, the expansion of Sri Baladev. Thus, the cloth and other paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are but other forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything connected to the Lord is worshipable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs us that just as Krishna is worshipable, Krishna's place, Vrindavan, is also worshipable. And as Vrindavan is worshipable, similarly, the paraphernalia in Vrindavan, the trees, roads, river, everything is worshipable. A pure devotee thus sings, Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasi Yata Jana, quote, all glories to the residents of Vrindavan, end quote. If a devotee has a staunch devotional attitude, all these conclusions will be awakened or revealed within the heart. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata garau tasyaiti katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana. Quote, only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.23. Thus, following in the footsteps of Maharaj Pratiparudra, we should learn to worship everything belonging to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is referred to by Lord Shiva as Tadyanam. In the Padma Purana, it is said, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadyanam Samarchanam. Quote, O Devi, the most exalted system of worship is the worship of Lord Vishnu. Greater than that is the worship of Tadiya, or anything belonging to Vishnu. End quote. Sri Vishnu is Satchidananda Vigraha, Brahma Samhita 5.1. Similarly, the most confidential servant of Krishna, the spiritual master, and all devotees of Vishnu are Tadiya. The Satchidananda Vigraha, Guru, Vaishnavas, and things used by them must be considered Tadiya and without a doubt worshipable by all living beings. So the devotees and Lord Chaitanya are giving a piece of Lord Chaitanya's cloth to King Pratiparudra, and that's considered worshipable. Just like there are many devotees who have a piece of cloth from Srila Prabhupada. How many? Some of you have some cloth. So it's worshipable. Sura Prabhu has something, a japa bag. Japa bag. And a gumsha. Oh, Naikatma has a gumsha. So many devotees here are fortunate to have a piece of cloth from Krishna's pure devotee, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and that's worshipable. Just like it's being described here, King Pratiparudra is being given a cloth from Lord Chaitanya, and that cloth is worshipable. So actually, all the paraphernalia of the Lord is worshipable. Continuing, text 39. After returning from his service in South India, Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to stay with the Lord, the king immediately gave him permission with great satisfaction. As for the king himself, he began to solicit Ramananda Roy to make a meeting arrangement. The king told Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful to you. Therefore, please solicit my meeting with him without fail. So the king's not giving up. I mean, first he approached Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and said, you have to arrange a meeting with Lord Chaitanya for me, or else I'm going to give up my position. I'm going to become a mendicant. And then there was this whole exchange with Lord Chaitanya where they Lord Chaitanya refused to see him, but agreed to give him a cloth. But now he's trying to go through Ramananda Roy. You try to arrange something. Her ship was thrown in jail, and he bribed the attendant of the jail so he could leave the clutches of the Nawab and live with the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we see Ramananda Roy, a most confidential devotee of the Lord, diplomatically softened the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite the fact that the Lord definitely decided not to meet the king. The diplomacy of Ramananda Roy and the entreaties of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and all the other great devotees succeeded. The conclusion is that diplomacy used for the service of the Lord is a form of devotional service. So just like for arranging the Ratha Yatra to be held, sometimes the devotees must engage in diplomatic negotiations with different kinds of government officials to make sure that everything goes smoothly, that the proper permissions are granted. I think right from the very beginning of Ratha Yatra, there's a whole history of that. And sometimes, you know, the government officials, they become very enchanted with the devotees who deal with them, especially when they bring prasadam. Continuing, text 45. Maharaj Prataparudra, in great anxiety, could not endure not seeing the Lord. Therefore, Sri Ramananda Roy, by his diplomacy, arranged a meeting for the king. Sri Ramananda Roy frankly requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please show your lotus feet to the king at least once. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, my dear Ramananda, you should make this request after duly considering whether it is befitting for a sannyasi to meet a king. If a mendicant meets a king, this world and the next world are both destroyed for the mendicant. Indeed, what is there to say of the next world? In this world, people will joke if a sannyasi meets a king. Ramananda Roy replied, my lord, you are the supreme independent personality. You have nothing to fear from anyone because you are not dependent on anyone. When Ramananda Roy addressed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu objected, saying, I am not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary human being. Therefore, I must fear public opinion in three ways, with my body, mind, and words. As soon as the general public finds a little fault in the behavior of a sannyasi, they advertise it like wildfire. And this was even in the days before Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. A black spot of ink cannot be hidden on a white cloth. It is always very prominent. Ramananda Roy replied, my dear Lord, you have delivered so many sinful people. The king, this king, Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, is actually a servant of the Lord and your devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, there may be much milk in a big pot, But if it is contaminated by a drop of liquor, it is untouchable. The king certainly possesses all good qualities, but simply by taking up the name king, he has infected everything. But if you are still very eager for the king to meet with me, please first bring his son to meet me. So there's going to be some discussion of that. And eventually we're going to see how in the course of the Ratha Yatra, the king's desire to meet personally with Lord Chaitanya is going to be fulfilled. And as I said, that's one of the important aspects of the Ratha Yatra festival, the dealings of the devotees who are taking part in the festival. And one of the big effects of the festival is that it makes some people into devotees. They become members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And I can consider my own example. In 1973 or 1974, I got a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is from some devotees at a Grateful Dead concert in upstate New York. And I took it home and I read it, and I didn't know about temples, but by reading the book, you know, I could see in the front of it there was a notice: if you're interested in the subject matter of the book, write to the secretary in Los Angeles. So I did that, and I began to get catalogs from the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust mail order department. And I ordered those books and a subscription to Back to Godhead magazine. And I could see, oh, there are temples. I could see them in the magazine. So I looked at the address list in the temples, and I wrote to the temple that was nearest me, which was the Buffalo Temple. I was living in Schenectady, New York at that time. So I got on their mailing list, and they were sending me invitations to various festivals, but because they were sending them out by some kind of bulk mail system, I would get them after the event. You know, after the event, I would get the... But finally, they sent me an invitation that got to me before the event, and it was for Ratha Yatra in Buffalo. So I went there. I flew into Buffalo. I got a taxi from the airport, gave them the address of the temple, and I arrived at the Buffalo Temple, and the Ratha Yatra cart was in front of the temple being decorated. And I, you know, knocked on the temple door, and the temple president answered. I think it was Gunagrahi. And I explained my position. You know, I've got the books, I'm reading them, I wanted to come. He says, well, it's very good you've come today. It's a Ratha Yatra festival. And he immediately gave me some service to do. They had brought a calf from New Vrindavan to take part in the festival. So I was given the task with a couple of other devotees of washing and then dressing and decorating this calf. One of the things I had to do was put gold foil leaf on its hooves so it would have gold hooves. It was a lot of fun, but it was engagement, and here I am today. So, you know, the Ratha Yatra can have a powerful effect. It can draw people directly into the Krishna consciousness movement. So over the next few days, we're going to be building up to it more and more, and then finally the event will happen. So there'll be more readings in the mornings. So tomorrow, some other devotees will continue the readings. Sri Ratha Yatra Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.